It was Leonardo Vinci that said, a poet would be overcome by sleep and hunger before being able to describe with words what a painter is able to depict in an instant. And I think that's really true when it comes to the Mona Lisa. Hi, this is Anita from 5 Minutes with Art. Today I want to talk about the meaning of the saying that says that art speaks where words are unable to explain. This is kind of a saying that some people say, that art speaks where words are unable to explain. What exactly does that mean? Well, to me, this is some of the things that it means, that an art image is more effective than just mere words. That, you know, two people can view the same piece of art and they may see something different out of that art. That is the beauty of art itself, is that art can speak to different people differently. It doesn't speak to everyone exactly the same. And that's one of the beauty of art. That is why a picture is worth 1,000 words. Another one is that there can be a power of a single piece of art. If I think of any type of art that, you know, really has power to move people and inspire people to go to view it, would probably be Leonardo da Vinci's picture of the Mona Lisa. You know, the Mona Lisa continues to be the most popular and sought-after picture to view in the world. About 6 million people visit the Louvre Museum in Paris, France, to see the Mona Lisa each year. 6 million people are going through there each year to see the Mona Lisa. You know, many of these same visitors may buy tickets to the Louvre Museum only to see the Mona Lisa. You know, so, you know, that means about 25,000 to 30,000 people spend about 5 minutes, you know, per day catching a glimpse of the Mona Lisa painting every single day. Imagine that. This is the painting that's viewed between 25 to 30,000 times per day because there's 6 million people per year going to see this painting. You know, the Mona Lisa is an excellent example of the power of one single image of art to be able to have such an impact on the world that so many people, when they go to Paris, France, they might say, we got to go to the Louvre and see the Mona Lisa. And maybe they don't see anything else, but they see the Mona Lisa. It was Leonardo Vinci that said, a poet would be overcome by sleep and hunger before being able to describe with words what a painter is able to depict in an instant. And I think that's really true when it comes to the Mona Lisa. You know, the colors and arts of shape can very powerfully communicate to us different things. And one of the great artists of this was Georgia O'Keeffe. She said, I found I can say things with color and shapes that I couldn't say any other way, things I had no words for. Another there, right there, she's telling us that art can speak where words cannot, that she could use colors and shapes to convey messages that she could not convey in words. You know, multiple ideas can be conveyed by one piece of art. Now, that's the beauty of art, like I said before, is that two people can view the same art and they will not probably see it exactly the same. That we will all see art differently in how we view the image itself. It was Georgia O'Keeffe who also said, I had to create an equivalent for what I felt about what I was looking at, not copy it. You know, so basically, we're going to all see art differently. Art's going to convey a different message to all of us. We will not all see it the same because the artist has put their heart and soul into that artwork. And so there's a bit of that artist in there. There's a bit of their soul. There's a bit of their heart in that artwork. And because of this, art can be very subjective. You know, how one person sees art can be one way. How another person sees art can be another way. Not everyone is going to see the piece of art exactly the same. And that is fine. That is okay. That is the way art is meant to be viewed. You know, the power of art, you know, is compelling. You know, we should be thankful for all the art and the great artists and the creative images and the people who create beautiful things for us to be able to see. The power of art is that art, especially great art, continues to inspire and uplift us while simultaneously conveying messages that words by themselves simply cannot. That is how art can continue to speak to us where words cannot fully and thoroughly explain the meaning. That is why we should be thankful for all the great artists around the world who continue to give us art that we can view that words simply cannot be able to explain. If you'd like to read my blog post on this, my blog post is Meaning of Art Speaks Where Words Are Unable to Explain. We will put a link into the description for you to be able to view that blog post and be able to read some more things and see some more things about the meaning of this, what it means essentially. And then we also have a couple frequently asked questions that you can review there about the meaning of art speaks where words are unable to explain. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you for listening to us and for being a part of our community. And we'd like to thank our team, especially Rico, for helping to make this possible. Thank you.